It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful truths of God's Word, how that God loved you and gave His only begotten Son for you so that you could have everlasting life if you receive Him as your personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Andrews Memorial Baptist Church Choir in Graham, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, What a Lovely Name. What a lovely name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John went up to the temple, according to verse number 1. There was a man that was lame from his mother's womb and asking for alms. But then Peter said in verse number 6, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Peter and John brought healing to this man through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when the crowd drew around them, the main topic was Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. It was not about how they could get healing of the body. They were preaching to these people about how they could get healing of the soul. Verse number 1 of chapter 4 says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead." You see, they were preaching about salvation. They weren't preaching about healing. The healing of this man brought the people so they could be reminded about what Jesus had done for them. Verse number 3, "And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Verse number 5 says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Now here's what Peter said in verse number 8. "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he was made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It wasn't about the healing of the man. It was about the healing through salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection, by the shedding of his precious blood. This is the most important message. And yes, there was a man that was healed, but the message was not, "Come get healing for your body." The message was, "Come get healing for your soul and receive the salvation that Jesus bought for you." 5,000 people got saved during this time that this man was healed. And Peter and John stood before the Pharisees. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Oh, what a lovely name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you have not received this gift of salvation that Peter proclaimed as he stood before the Pharisees, and you would like to have someone sit down and share with you how, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can receive salvation for yourself and have the forgiveness of sins and be adopted into the family of God, please call me. I would count it an honor to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation that He brings through believing on His name and receiving Him as Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in the services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We invite you to come be with us in all of our services, starting with Sunday school this morning at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please come be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered where you just can't be with us until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning. Join us for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, at 9:45. You can go to our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. And Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of God according to God's Word, and how you can also start living for the Lord after you ask Jesus to be your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11. Let's listen to another song by the Andrews Memorial Baptist Church Choir from Graham, North Carolina. The name of the second song that they're going to sing for us is titled, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh,
When we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior, we find that Jesus sends His Holy Spirit to live within us. You'll find that Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter, who indwells us. We find in Colossians 1, Paul writes, starting with verse number 21, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight, if you continue in faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for His body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest in His saints, to whom," verse number 27 says, "God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul." The hope of glory indwells us when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And how wonderful is the Savior which offers this salvation as a gift, as a free gift. As it says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Let's listen to another song, a medley, by the Andrews Memorial Baptist Church Choir from Graham, North Carolina. This medley starts out with the song, "Let's Talk About Jesus."
Let's talk about Jesus.
About
Psalm 107:1, the psalmist says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." We need to talk about Jesus, but we also should be filled with the greatness of our salvation and filled with the goodness of our Savior. He is precious, and because of his precious salvation, we should say so about our redemption, to share what Jesus Christ has done for us in redemption. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's worship. For he is good, that's acknowledgement, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that's testifying, that's witnessing for the Lord, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, that's also praise. Give thanks unto the Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Hebrews chapter number 11, we find this in verse number 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Joseph's life was filled with faith. While he was still at home, he was the one that God gave dreams to about how his brothers and his family would bow down to him. He was the one that was doing right when his brothers were doing wrong. He was the one that was sold into slavery by his brothers. It was Joseph that lived by faith under the Egyptian ruler Potiphar. After falsely being accused by Potiphar's wife, he also lived faithfully for the Lord in prison. Joseph lived a life of faith. Joseph here is mentioned because of his faith, proclaiming the fact that the children of Israel would be departing from Egypt and be taken back to the promised land. And he said he gave commandment concerning his bones. In Genesis chapter number 50, verse number 24, "And Joseph said unto his brethren," now, his life had been one of ministry. He had ministered to the nation of Egypt. He had ministered to his family, even though they had wickedly treated him. Verse number 24, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from thence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt." Remember, when Joseph's father, Israel, died in Egypt, all of the family took Israel's body back home to bury Israel in the promised land, and they came back. Here, Joseph was saying, when God visits you and you are delivered from Egypt, take my bones with you to bury them in the promised land. Joseph knew, according to God's declaration earlier in the book of Genesis, that Israel would be taken down to Egypt, but God would visit them and God would bring them out of Egypt. What an act of faith. He said, I'm going to be buried here, but when God delivers you, you take my bones and bury my bones in the promised land. Now, Joseph was dying. He gave the nation of Israel a message of hope. You will not always be here in Egypt. God will send you back to the promised land. By the time we get to the book of Exodus, no longer was there someone who remembered Joseph and what Joseph had done. Now the Israelites were considered to be slaves, but Joseph had confirmed to them that God would deliver them. That was a message of faith. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, faith affects the way that you live. Joseph had a message of faith. He believed what God had said, and he believed that they would go back to the promised land. Joseph knew that the one thing that could be trusted was the Word of God. You can trust the Word of God. Read it. Do that is pleasing to the Lord in obeying God's holy word. And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the only way that you can have this faith that is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It starts when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Your first act of faith in the Christian life is to become a Christian. My friend, if you're convicted of your sins, come to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins, turning to the Lord Jesus Christ from your sins and asking Him to save you. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."